Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
College football, though, is almost here. Media days are sort of the first sign. It's the first rumble of college football being on the horizon. SEC Media Days last week, as a few tweeters, Twitter followers have pointed out to me. ACC Media Day last week as well. Big 12 coming up to talk about college football, Media Days, and the upcoming season. I'm joined right now by national college football writer for USA Today, George Schroeder, joining me on CBS Sports Radio. George, appreciate you making time on a Sunday evening. Thank you very much. How are you?
I'm good. Getting ready for Big 12 Media Days tomorrow and Tuesday. So I'm in leg two of my journey over the next few weeks.
Yeah, I want to ask you about the Big 12 in just a second, but just looking back, I guess you were at SEC Media Days last week, and I think there's SEC Media Days has just become such an event, this huge spectacle, and there's coaches on the hot seat right now. I feel like Nick Saban has single-handedly put like the entire conference on the hot seat after what he did last season, where he plowed through the regular season undefeated, and I think Auburn was next with just 8 wins last year. I want to ask you about Kevin Sumlin. His athletic director basically put an edict out that he needs to go better than 8-5 this year to keep his job. What do you think about A&M this coming season, and what was Sumlin? How did you gather his demeanor? With all the rumors swirling around about him being on the hot seat, how did you kind of gather his demeanor at Media Day this week?
Well, I thought he handled things well, Sean. I mean, I don't know what else you're supposed to do. You can act surly or you can act as though there's no pressure, but the way to handle it is just to sort of admit there's pressure, tell everybody there's no more pressure on you externally than you ever put on yourself, which is essentially what he said, and then kind of move on from there. I mean, there's no denying the obvious. When Sean Woodward goes on a national radio show and basically sets a standard and says, here's the deal, coach needs, he needs to win. Well, everybody knew that, but when the AD does it, that takes it to another level. It's just not done. And so I thought Kevin Sumlin handled it really well. And so, we'll see where it goes. Handling media days well and winning enough games to keep his job are two very different things. And I don't know that very many people project A&M to win enough, probably, that Kevin Sumlin's going to keep his job. He'll go away with about $10 million if they decide to buy him out. So that's not a bad gig.
No, not at all. But, I've always said, George, the SEC West, particularly the West, is just so tough. You've got 7 coaches in that division of that conference that have all accomplished big things at one point in their career or another, whether in the SEC or whether in the jobs before they got there. Which team in that division do you see as best set up, maybe not this season, but maybe this season, I don't know. Which program do you see as best set up to compete with Nick Saban and Alabama over, say, like the next 2 or 3 years?
Well, let's just start with this season. I would say it's Auburn. Jarrett Stidham, the quarterback transfer from Baylor, comes in. They're very confident that he's going to be as good a quarterback as they've had since Cam Newton. I think that's probably correct. I saw him play as a true freshman when he was forced into action after injury at Baylor. He was the most talented physically of any of the quarterbacks that Art Briles had recruited at Baylor, not counting RG3, who was, of course, obviously a near Olympic hurdler, but just in terms of quarterback skills. And so so Auburn thinks it's going to be pretty good. The question is, what kind of pass rush can they generate on the other side? I think they'll be really good offensively, and they've given Alabama's defense fit even when they haven't won over the last few years. So when they've had credible play at quarterback. So I would say this year it's Auburn. That said, you know, I think it's hard. LSU, you would like to say, is set up over the next 2 or 3 years. The problem is the greatest unknown for them is the head coach, Ed Orgeron. I mean, he's made a really nice hire in Matt Canada, the offensive coordinator. He promises to do what Les Miles would never do, and that is let the offense open up. Matt Canada is a guy who's proven he can do that. Right now, this year, they quarterback remains an issue. But if they ever get a quarterback and they ever have an offense that's, you know, threatening, that sort of new age offense rather than the archaic stuff that they tried to stick with, then I think at that point you'll see the overall talent at LSU be the consistent foil for Nick Saban. But are you really ready to have Ed Orgeron match wits with Nick Saban? So that's why I don't really know who the answer is in your 2 or 3 years down the road question.
Yeah. Yeah. Do you like, and I'm talking to George Schroeder of USA Today, do you like the hire of Orgeron, or do you think LSU could have done better?
Well, I think they could have done better. By the way, I'm not sure that's an either-or question. I think it's a big risk. And I think after Tom Herman chose Texas over LSU, that they went for the quick and easy route and they put all their eggs in that basket. It's probably not the way to go, because I think a lot of people could see that Tom Herman would be headed to Texas if he had his choice, that that's a job he saw as a better fit. But I do think that you could have found other guys before you went directly to Ed Orgeron. That said, look, if there's a guy that seems more like a fit at LSU, I'm not sure who it is. So we will see. Look, his only stint as a head coach non-interim was disastrous at Ole Miss. That was 10 years ago now. He talks about having learned a ton. And he was pretty good as an interim coach at USC and then last season at LSU. So maybe he has learned a lot. Maybe he's going to be really good. But I think anybody who says they are anything other than wait and see is fooling themselves at this point.
George, I'm glad you brought up Tom Herman, because let's jump over to the Big 12 media days, which you're going to be at early this coming week. How crucial is the Herman hire, not just for UT, but for the Big 12?
Well, it's really crucial, and I would say, look, that's exactly the right question to ask, except that all of a sudden last month, it became two crucial hires in the Big 12, because they need both of their big powers to be good. Obviously, Oklahoma has been really good, and Texas has not been. But all of a sudden, Bob Stoops is gone, too. And so the Red River rivalry is going to be Tom Herman at Texas, a third-year head coach in his first year at Texas, and 33-year-old Lincoln Riley, he'll be 34 by the time they meet, promoted from Bob Stoops. And I think that there's a bunch of fascination, or there should be a bunch of fascination around the country to see what's going to happen with those two powers. Is it harder to maintain the success at Oklahoma and maybe get them just that tiny notch higher than they were the last couple of years, if you're a 33-year-old first-time head coach in Lincoln Riley, who has all sorts of, you know, credentials, and everybody who's ever dealt with him, you know, says nice things about him, is really impressed? Or is it harder to become Herman, who's got a short track record but a really good one, and all the same kind of a, hey, I'm impressed with him type of thing from anybody who's talked with him, and yet you've got to take Texas from a 3 times in a row losing season to becoming a national power again? I don't know which is harder, but to me, they're both really hard, very different jobs, and they're both critical in answer to your question to the success of the Big 12 long term.
Yeah, I'm talking to George Schroeder of USA Today, and they're both young coaches. Herman obviously has his 2 years of head coaching experience at U of H, and Riley, I think, is thought to be a fast riser in the head coaching industry, obviously. And a lot of young coaches in the Big 12. You got Matt Rhule at Baylor, Cliff Kingsbury at Texas Tech. And all of a sudden, the guy who screamed, I'm a man, I'm 40, is almost 50 now, as you point out in an article that you just put up on usatoday.com. Mike Gundy is Gundy one of the most underrated coaches in America, just what he's done at Oklahoma State in the decade or so that he's been there?
Yeah, I think so, and I'll tell you why. I mean, look, Oklahoma State has never been this good. This will be his 13th season. They're on an 11 consecutive bowl streak, which is unprecedented in school history. They've had little blips of success over the past years, and they've never been this good. Now, look, you could talk about Boone Pickens deciding a decade ago to inject, you know, $170 million into the program. That's clearly a big deal. But some of that happened because Mike Gundy had things going. And Mike Gundy was the right guy as an alum to you know, build on that foundation that Boone Pickens was able to lay financially. And so I do think he's underrated. Here's the problem with Mike Gundy, and this is not a problem, but just in terms of perception, he does a lot of things to get attention that really resonate with recruits because they're like, that guy just doesn't care about anything. I like that guy. But they make him a caricature to us, and that's all fine and good. It's okay. I mean, obviously, he cut the mullet a few days ago, but the mullet, the snake hunting, you know, doing the video where he's in the wrestling singlet with the big, big daddy mug and the crazy locker room dances and on and on and on. I think we see that and don't recognize what a good coach he is. The other piece of it is, you know, they had the year in 2011 when they won the Big 12 and missed out on the BCS championship game because of the formula and because of that upset loss they had at Iowa State. Yep. That might have been a team that would have won the national title had they gotten in the game. But they've never gotten over the hump, and they've kind of slid back just a tad behind first Baylor, and now Oklahoma's back to being what it was. And so they're overshadowed by Oklahoma in their own state. And so I think for those two reasons, the fact that he's a caricature of himself sometimes or seen that way, and because they've still been stuck behind Oklahoma, I think maybe he doesn't get his due.
Which coach are you most looking forward to hearing from in his press conference, in his media session at Big 12 Media Days over the next couple days?
Well, let me just start. I'll start with Mike Gundy because he did trim the mullet. So we're going to hear some. We're going to hear what he has to say about why.
Yeah,
you know, that'll be good. But yeah, I think I'm fascinated with Tom Herman. I'm fascinated with Lincoln Riley and what they're going to mean for the league and what they're going to mean. You know, even this year, I don't know really what to expect out of Texas. I think they'll probably be good enough to get back to a bowl this year. I do think Tom Herman is going to take them to a championship level. But of course, a lot of people thought that about Charlie Strong, right, 3 years ago. And then is Lincoln Riley going to be able to take a team that looks like a top five, you know, cusp of the playoff type of team with Baker Mayfield coming back, a Heisman finalist? Is he going to be able to do what we think Bob Stoops might have done with that team? So I think those three guys probably are the ones that I'm really looking forward to hearing from.
George Schroeder, USA Today. George, before I let you go, over in the ACC, Dabo Swinney and Clemson adjust to life after Deshaun Watson. Is Clemson now at the stage of a program where they're sort of, you know, I don't want to say anybody's the Alabama of their conference because Alabama's just so next level over the last decade or so, but where they're just, it's not a question of rebuilding, it's reloading with Clemson. Has Dabo Swinney kind of built it to where we should just assume whatever they have is probably 9 or 10 win material at least every year at Clemson?
Well, they're not quite getting Alabama respect because Alabama can lose all these people every year and you just make them number one again and you appreciate the rankings. And listen, and then they go and back it up. They sort of replace people like sharks replace teeth, right? And so, but let me just say this. I think it's going to be really tough to replace a guy like Deshaun Watson. If it wasn't Lamar Jackson, it was Deshaun Watson as the most dynamic player in college football. He's the reason that they won that game and the reason they almost won the year before against Alabama. That said, they have been recruiting at a level where they can replace players like Sharks teeth. And while they're going to struggle maybe to replace what Deshaun Watson did, they are really talented everywhere else. And they've got some playmakers to replace on offense along with him. But defensively, their front four, maybe their front seven, it could be as good as any in the country. And that's the way they're going to be most years. And so I think they have reached the level where they're at least got to be considered an elite team year in and year out. The difference between them and Alabama is Florida State sitting right there in their own division. And Alabama doesn't currently have that foil like we were talking about a second ago in the SEC West. There's a pretty big gap between them and whoever's number two in the SEC.
Yeah, no question. George Schroeder, USA Today, joining me on CBS Sports Radio. George, I enjoyed that. There's a bunch of other things I could have gotten into with you. Maybe we can do it again as the season gets a little bit closer. That was fun.
Sure, I'd love to, Sean. I enjoyed it.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
You're tuned into Auto Intelligence, live from Auto Trader, where data, tools, and your preferences sync to make your car shopping smooth.
They're searching inventory.
Oh, yeah.
They find what you need.
They're going to find
it. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. Pricing's precise and true.
So true.
It's smarter car shopping.
Ooh.
Just for you.
Oh, it's just for you. Ooh. Find your next ride at autotrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.